I'm Christina Paxson. I'm president of Brown University, and I'm reading a poem by Emily Dickinson, number 372. After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it he that bore, and yesterday, or centuries before? The feet, mechanical, go round, a wooden way of ground or air or aught. Regardless groan, a quartz contentment, like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered, if outlived, as freezing persons recollect the snow. First chill, then stupor, then the letting go. This is Song of a Second April by Edna St. Vincent Millay. April this year, not otherwise than April of a year ago, is full of whispers, full of sighs, of dazzling mud and dingy snow. Hepaticas that pleased you so are here again, and butterflies. There rings a hammering all day, and shingles lie about the doors, in orchards near and far away. The gray woodpecker taps and bores. The men are merry at their chores, and children earnest at their play. The larger streams run still and deep. Noisy and swift the small brooks run. Among the mullion stalks, the sheep go up the hillside in the sun. Pensively, only you are gone, you that alone I cared to keep.